Well, we have not developed a position per se, but we're here to educate, to be part of the discussion. You know, one of the things that's, I think, important to recognize is that, you know, we have a by the year 2050, our population is of the population of the world is expected to grow by one third, by over 2 billion people. So it's estimated that in the next 40 years, we're going to have to feed as many people as we fed in the last 10,000 years. We're going to have to provide, you know, that much food. So you think about that, how are we going to do that? And a lot of that's going to come from advances in science and, you know, more efficiency and being more productive. So as that research and technology evolves, I think there's a sort of this healthy debate of what consumers should know, what they shouldn't know. You know, the I think the agriculture side would say there's no real tests that have shown that there's any health effect associated with GMO. The other side would say, well, maybe the science hasn't been done yet. So we're certainly trying to find opportunities to make sure that that debate is done in a rational way.
Sure. And just finally, following up on that, obviously there is a section of the population in the U.S. and around the world that simply says we'd like to know what's in our food. We'd like to know where it comes from, how it's grown, genetically modified or not. Do you, as director of the Department of Agriculture, feel pressure from one side of that argument or the other, whose voices are loudest in your estimation?
What we feel is, what I feel personally, is that the markets will dictate a lot of that. So, for example, countries that want a certain type of a product, you know, companies will find ways to provide that product. It may be a different cost structure. It may be, you know, segregated in a certain way. But I think markets will take care of a lot of that. So I'm not so worried about it impacting the agriculture industry as I because I believe that markets and companies will figure all that out. Where there's a demand, companies will find out a way to provide that. And, you know, the challenge is, you know, if countries close the door entirely on our country, then we got a problem. So we want to avoid that at all costs.